Well, Lee, you know all those studies that we've seen? They're fascinating, actually.
Yep.
About how men, the more, when they give them testosterone, extra testosterone, it changes their political views. They begin to move more to the right. This is actually documented science. That men with higher testosterone levels tend to be more conservative, and they've done it the other way too. They've taken groups of men that they've given testosterone to and watched as, over the course of giving them additional testosterone, they become more conservative. But did you ever think that this would be a political strategy? A political strategy to appeal to men with low T.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Low testosterone men who are like, yeah, you know, I don't really feel like getting off the couch. Because you get more testosterone, you get more energy, right?
That's what they say.
Yeah. I don't feel like getting off the couch. Yeah, if you want to come in here, break in my home, take everything I have, I'm good with that. Whatever. You want to take my woman, do with her as you will in the backyard. Well, you know. Okay, I guess. Nah, a guy who does that, I don't care if you let him out on bond 24 hours later. I don't care anymore. And then you give him a shot. And he's like, hell no. Give me my gun.
Yeah.
See the difference?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they're trying to appeal to the guy on the couch who doesn't really care if they roll the tanks Tiananmen style down his road, right? Tiananmen Square style.
Yeah.
They don't really care. Okay, here's Dina Bash trying to explain this. And keep in mind, all of these fake reporters, like on CNN, they go back and forth between like positions in the Democrat Party and reporting, positions in Democrat campaigns and reporting. They know all the internals, all right? I guarantee she's seen it. There's actually a low-T strategy here of some kind. To appeal to beta males. And she's trying to explain it without being offensive. But the point is, it's real. Take a listen. Here we go.
But they are doing so in trying to put forward male figures, Tim Walz being one of them, Doug Emhoff last night, who can speak to men out there who might not be the sort of testosterone-laden, you know, gun-toting kind of guy who wants to listen to Hulk Hogan and the kind of players that came out at the RNC, or might want to listen to that, but also, in addition, understand that it's okay in 2024 to be a man comfortable in his own skin who supports a woman. And that's something that they really are trying to work on with male voters beyond the base.
Interesting that she referred to Governor Walz and the first husband as male figures, the future first husband. Yeah. I have a question.
Okay.
I'm just throwing this out there. Wouldn't it be interesting to do a study if, with regard to the transgender issue, if women who identify as men who are undergoing testosterone treatments would then become more conservative? Okay.
I don't know.
Sorry to sidetrack you, but it's just that struck me. If men that have low testosterone, that take more testosterone, are supposedly becoming more conservative, then would women who are then taking testosterone to identify as men and become men, if that's what they believe, would become more conservative?
I don't know, but I will tell you this. I'm willing to promote a GoFundMe account to pay for these suggestions.
All right.
Let's say that.
Yes, okay.
Well, we'll start with the low-T men. We can help them. They've already got a base of testosterone. The women might be a little more expensive to inject. We've got to overcome all that estrogen.
So it could become a political injection committee.
Yes, that's right.
Vaccinate you against liberalism.
Right. No, but you can, though. It's a and really, you should have your If you're a man and you are a liberal, you should have your testosterone level checked. It's one of the signs.
Right.
Settled science.
Yes, exactly.
See, settled the left science. Could just call anything that's convenient for them politically settled right. science. I can too, right?
Yeah,
settled
exactly. science. Why not?
According to what study? Shut up. or you're going to lose your Google account. Yeah,
exactly.
You're going to lose your Facebook account. Okay. Meanwhile, it's going to be really interesting today to see if RFK endorses Trump and if he goes full throttle and gives a great speech or doesn't show up. Trump himself yesterday didn't sound sure if he was coming or not. And the by the end of the day, the campaign sort of seemed to be waffling back and forth.
I think he was being carefully coy about it.
Yeah, carefully coy. So RFK, and you know what this shows? And I've got, I've gotten RFK's newsletter. It's quite good. It's called Children's Defense for years. It's in my inbox. I keep meaning to unsubscribe from it, but then I keep seeing these like compelling headlines. So I click on it. And so it keeps ending in my inbox instead of my spam folder.
Right.
It's been a vicious cycle because the stuff he's been into for years is actually really interesting. And when you look at RFK, RFK is a liberal's liberal. He truly is. And you're thinking, oh, I wouldn't like him. Well, no. The Democrat Party today is increasingly fascist.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it really is. Big Wall Street, big war for profit, big stock market, big corporate, Pfizer is worshipped as a god, even though they didn't bother to test their product. RFK tried to warn everyone. He's been suing vaccine manufacturers for years. He's been suing big corporations for years that put poisonous things in our food. And I started finding out, I learned so much from him that I actually read labels now. And what I do is, and he taught me this, if you're not sure if something's bad for you, go see if it's banned in Europe. If it is, don't eat it. And I've been shocked at how much of what we eat is banned in Europe. Because it's so toxic.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's spent his life suing corporations, doing things that actual liberals do and thinking things actual liberals do. I disagree with a lot of things he says. What's fascinating is how hardcore the Democrat Party, which is really no longer liberal, they're in a fascist quest for power, and they'll tell any lie that sounds like they're liberal to get there.
Yeah.
That the way they're fighting him, and the fact that, honestly, if you look at RFK and his big issues, he's really at home, more at home now with us than he is with them.
Classic liberals would not be trying to censor people online. Classic liberals would be pointing out that it is the right, the human right, for the citizens of a country to be able to criticize their own government, even if these are unpopular viewpoints. Classic liberals are not going to go along with that, but that's not our Democrat Party. Our Democrat Party is all about using the machinations of politics and corporations to stifle speech.
See, and I'm glad you brought that up, because for me, I mean, I started my career in liberal newsrooms with liberal editors, where I was the only conservative in the room, and they were fascinated by me because they believed, the reporters that I work with, the editors that I work with who are now retired or dead because they were old then, they were fascinated. How could you, and they would ask me, how could you be a journalist and a conservative? You know, they want to censor speech.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they believed this. They thought they were going to lose their First Amendment rights to us. And they were speech purists back then.
Yeah.
They really were. Remember the ACLU? They were too. I'll never forget this in Charleston, interviewing the black Jewish police chief there. And he would later retire, about the Ku Klux Klan march, where the ACLU went to court to get them the right to march. And then the black police chief slapped on his rollerblades and led the march to keep the peace. That used to be America, okay? That is America right there. We all disagree. But we have free speech. Those liberals are gone now. But RFK is still that kind of brand of free speech zealot that was fascinated by me being a conservative when I started in journalism. Because they couldn't understand it. They were so afraid that they were going to lose their free speech rights. Now they're like, misinformation. Just take them down off the internet.
And then Walls has the gall to get up there and talk about it. It's the Democrat Party that's for freedom.
What a joke.
With his record as governor during the pandemic and prior to that, and with the Democrat Party's record of wanting to tell you, what kind of car you must have you know, what you may say in social media, what you may attend or do or go at any time. I mean, it's laughable. You know, it's always whatever it is they accuse you of is what they're doing.
Well, it is. And, you know, if you want to understand his version of freedom, and look, I never agree with the left, but they never used to say stuff like this. Here we go. Got it. Let me set it up. Here we go.
I think we need to push back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
There's laws against threatening people.
Yes, as there should be.
But what is this? No free speech around our democracy? What is that?
I think we need to push back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy.
There are laws against lying about, you know, slander and libel. There are things about that. Okay, there are laws. But the problem is, who gets to decide what misinformation is? And when it is the government that decides what misinformation is, that is the threat to freedom, and that's where the Democrat Party is right now.
Yeah, and we don't really have laws against libel. We just have civil judgments.
Yes,
that'll break
well,
you.
yes, that's
but,
true.
But
true.
Yeah, you can go to court if you can't prove it, right. Sure. But we handle it civilly. We don't put
exactly.
People
it's
in
not
prison.
A criminal situation. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, nobody. I look. I spent years in newsrooms with liberals. Nobody used to say that stuff. It's just fascinating to me that you have a true liberal in RFK who is not welcome in the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
They're so afraid someone will listen to what he's saying, as I have, that they went to extraordinary lengths to block him from running in the Democrat primary.
Exactly. Fought him every step of the way. Used almost as much lawfare against him as they have against former President Trump.
Yeah, and you know what? That's why they made it almost impossible for anyone else to get on the ballot and run against Joe Biden, because they were afraid a true liberal would slip in there and the Democrats would actually hear what that sounded like, because there is a strain of liberalism, a part of liberalism that is very much populist and for the little guy. They don't want Americans hearing that.
No, and now the Democrat Party has a candidate that actually did not even run in the primaries. Yes, they were a part of the ticket, but they were not the top of the ticket.
Trump put this brilliantly yesterday, by the way, about RFK. 22 seconds.
Look, he was treated very unfairly by the Democrats. Yeah. He would have beaten Joe Biden in a Democrat primary. I have no doubt about it. And they made it absolutely impossible for him. They made it that you have to get 60-70% of the vote just to get in. And you
Mr.
know what?
President.
In the end, the Democrats did the same thing to Joe Biden. They threw Joe Biden out of the party.
Yep. There you go.